All right, ready to have a good week of preparation, getting ready to head down to Mexico City and take on the Patriots. So, you know, they're a good football team. Once again, they've got an offense that's very explosive. It's at the top of the league in most categories. Special teams really dominant last week against Denver, and really a solid unit. They put a lot of effort and work into being good there. And then defensively, they've been playing better lately. So they got off to a slow start, much like we have. And we don't rank real well defensively, nor do they. But they've been effective in helping them win. So that's what it's all about. So anyway, we're gonna have a good week of practice and travel down there and take care of business. So questions?
They've given up like 17 or less in like 5 straight games now. What is it that they're doing better than they're doing?
Yeah, I think, they've been doing a better job, in all areas. I mean, when it comes down to playing good defense, it's about tackling, limiting explosive plays, and generating some turnovers.
You've played games in Denver, coached in Denver, and you had the game in Mexico last year. Is there a major difference in the altitude between Mexico City and Denver, and compare any differently, or is it basically the same approach?
Very similar. Mexico City has a little more elevation, a little more air pollution. So... It's like anything. There are different challenges that you face each week, and certainly understanding the climate there and the challenges there with the altitude and with the pollution. That's just part of it. But all in all, I thought we handled our business well last year. We've got a similar approach this year, and we expect to go down there and play in a great atmosphere. It's a great atmosphere. I mean, the fans are very engaged. It's a great atmosphere to be a part of, and just go down there and play good football. That's what our focus is.
Benefit at all having been through it last year and just the experience and what it's like?
Yeah, I mean, the number of guys that were with us, are they a little more comfortable? I think they know what's coming. I don't know that it really helps. I think each year each week's new, each game's new, and the challenges, the opponent's new, and all those things. I think having dealt with the altitude, we do it every year we go to Denver, so that's just part of what we do. Yeah, I mean, I think he's going to be a really good player for us. We tried to give him time to see if we'd have a shot to get him back later half of this year. And it's just not going to happen. And so, we'll look for him to heal and mend and be ready to help us next year.
Is he going to need surgery?
Sorry?
Is he going to need surgery?
That's for the doctors to determine. I'm just coaching the guys that I have, but I know we really hoped we could get him. He's going to be a really good player in this league, I believe, and we're looking forward to having him available here this year. This is not going to work out.
Recovery is the huge thing you're playing to during the bye week. So as you get back today, do you think you guys did recover well? Are you happy with what you see?
Yeah, we've got a number of guys that are further along. Some guys that are back, some guys that are still a little bit struggling, but it's definitely a valuable time to have to be able to mend a little.
Coach, Brady, the obvious answer, but what makes this offense so dangerous, so elite year in
year? It's execution. I think they have a system they believe in. I think Josh does a great job of play calling. Tom executes it, makes it all happen, and they've had a lot of different pieces that they'll plug in, but obviously they've got some really good key players like Gronk, and Cooks, who they added. But I think, the guy that makes it all go is Tom.
For a team, you guys have struggled defending the pass quite a bit this year in terms of percentage and rating and all the stat things. And then to face a guy like Brady, how do you get your guys confident enough that you can actually play with these guys?
Well, we can play with anybody in the league, but we've got to play better.
Yeah.
Or you're going to have a rough day against a guy like Tom Brady. So, that's the challenge. We've got to do enough as a football team to win this game. We've got to play complementary football, and all three phases have to help. And we're going to need some stops. We're going to need some stops. And so we've got to play well. We've got to be sound. We've got to be solid. We've got to tackle well.
Coach, the Patriots have shown a tendency to sky their kickoffs, trusting their coverage team to make a stop around 25. What opportunity exists there for Cordarrelle Patterson?
Well, we'll find out. It'll be interesting to see how they want to approach it. You know, obviously their kicker, Gronkowski, is a guy that could kick it out if he wants to, especially at that altitude. He can kick it out every time if he wants to. So it'll be interesting to see if they want to approach it and give us opportunities with CP. They've got the best unit in the league right now covering kicks, and they have the fewest number of touchbacks. So they are being aggressive, trying to pin you down, make you come out, and try and tackle you inside the 20. So that'll be a little game within the game. We'll see how that plays out. Obviously, we like CP. We like what we think we're capable of doing there, and it'll be interesting to see how they approach it.
Yeah, and that special teams unit, they look pretty good in Denver. Do you have any
overall? Yeah, they look pretty good in Denver, yes.
Do you have any more overall assessments of them?
Well, I mean, they're talented, you know, throughout. I mean, I saw Slater is banged up. Not sure if he'll go. I saw he went back to New England. That was in the news this morning. You know, but they've got guys, you know, Nate Ebner, and they've got guys they've kept specifically for special teams. And Slater's one of them. And they've got great returners, you know, in Lewis and Amendola. So, you know, they put emphasis on their special teams. We do, too. But they've been really good at it. They had a dominant game last week, and certainly that's one of the challenges for this week.
Sealy spent a few years there and did a really good job for them over there. Belichick was talking about that today.
Yeah.
And was that part of the appeal of bringing him in as part of, you know, his background with not just New England, but other places he's been?
Yeah, Brad's a terrific coach. Really happy about having him here. He's done a great job with our guys. He's a coach that understands the need to develop the players we have. He's done a great job of that. I think if you look at what Marquette's been able to do here under his tutelage, to bring a guy like Giorgio along the way he did, you know, some of our cover guys, you know, that he's done a good job with that whole process of being a great coach in this league. And so, you know, we're able to get him. Obviously, the experience that he had with Bill and a lot of the big games that he's been in and some of the game management, some of the game decisions, I'll lean on him for some of that. So, Brad is a very trusted assistant and definitely a guy I'm glad we have on staff.
Just special teams decisions or just
no game management
clock?
Yeah, game management,
everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Brady is pretty good when he's blitzed. How vital is it for you guys to be good getting there a lot of times just before guys?
Yeah, I mean, game plan stuff, blitz, don't blitz, how much you blitz, how much you pressure, how many guys you're bringing, all those things are part of game planning. I think for us, the need to not let Tom be comfortable is important. I think that's the biggest thing. It's easier said than done. They do a good job with design, with people, with scheme, him understanding where he wants to go with different people. But that's the chess match, and we're putting together a good plan. Need to slow them down. Need to get some stops. Need to play well on special teams. Cannot let them dominate the game the way they did last week in Denver. And offensively, we've got to move the ball and score points. Everybody, it's a game of football. It's a team game. Khalil's a special player. He needs to continue to bring great energy, which he does. And if the quarterback's going to throw the ball in less than 2 seconds, it's going to be tough to get there. So when the quarterback's throwing the ball quick like that, we've got to tackle and have their punt team come out. They'll get tired of punting or turning the ball over, and then they'll sit and hold the ball a little bit, and Khalil can get there. But if they're throwing the ball in 2 seconds or less, it's going to be hard to get sacks.